well. And it was born over a year ago when the idea came to people involved in the GAA about helping players and their families with career choice, you know, the difficult decisions young people have to make about college courses, etc. And almost as soon as the idea of helping players and their families came to mind, we then said, well, hold on, let's do it for everybody. If we're doing it for 50 or 60 footballers and hurlers and camogie players, etc., why not do it for everybody in the region? And it grew from there. And last year we had 500 people attending. And this year it goes ahead on Saturday week, the 20th of January, tomorrow week, right, in the McWilliam Park. And we have a great lineup of speakers again. And once again, for exhibitors and for students, their families, teachers, etc., it's absolutely free of charge. There's no charge, no matter what end of the scale you're on. And that's just one of the attractions of it. But I suppose we're quite proud as well of the list of speakers we have assembled and the list of exhibitors and stands will be there on the day as well.
So, Liam, anybody who would like to exhibit at that day, can they contact somebody or is there a form to go through?
So to exhibit, they can contact us here at Sleen Nuak Careers, either Shane Halligan or myself, Liam Horan, on 09495-42965 or shane@sleennuakcareers.com.
Right.
That's where the exhibitors can they can get. We have a few places left. We have room for about 38 stands. We're at about 32 or 33 this morning, and we expect those to go as well. So if people are thinking about it, they should you know, sign up now. The emphasis really is on career decisions, you know, what career options people have. So we've got GMIT, INUI Galway, University of Limerick, Letterkenny IT, Limerick IT, DCU, Athlone IT, Casbar College of Further Education. We've got some of the banks, we've got the Defence Forces and Garda Síochána, ESP Network. So there's a mix of further studies in terms of third level and also apprenticeships and trades as well. And they're growing in recent years. In fact, the number of people taking up apprenticeships and trades has started to grow again. So there's a very good mix there if people want to come along. And also some stands from providers like Mindspace Mayo who help with mental health issues and that kind of thing as well. So it's a broadly based event. It should be an interesting day. It starts at 11 o'clock. Our very first speaker will come on at 11:30. That's Harry McCann. He's a teenage entrepreneur. We also have Sarah Farrar, who's a fourth-year occupational therapy student at Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen, past pupil of Mount St. Michael and Claire Morris, and she'll talk about studying abroad and coping with dyslexia as a student. And then at 12:30, she's at 11:50. At 12:30 p.m., we have Fiona McHale, of course, one of Mayo's best-known footballers, and Fiona's a PhD student now, she's going to speak on a healthy mind and a healthy body, good for school days, good for life. And she'll be a very engaging speaker. And then at 12:50, we have our keynote address. The topic will be Lessons from a Life in Business, and that will be delivered by Harry Hughes from the Hughes Group in Westport, Port West, and all of that. And Harry, of course, was recently voted the EY Entrepreneur of the Year for 2017, which is a huge honour. So they're the four main speakers. We have workshops as well by Paula Ballester-Murat, who will speak on making an inspired career choice, and various other people as well. So lots happening between 11 and 2 next Saturday in the McWilliam Park.
So a great lineup there, and the list of speakers are very good. There's a great balance among the whole educational spectrum for anybody, even people with dyslexia. There'll be somebody there to talk to them or whatever way they want to cope with that. So there's a lot of work gone into preparing this career day, Liam.
Yeah, there's a very, very good committee which came together last year and has worked again this year. John Farrell, who's the chairperson of the South Mayo GAA Board, who was one of the people with the original idea. Kieran Kilkenny, who's a full-time coach with South Mayo GAA and Mayo GAA. Pádraig Carlin, who's a former coaching officer of Mayo GAA. TJ Kelly, the treasurer of South Mayo GAA. Michael King, the secretary of South Mayo GAA. Shane Halligan, who works here with Mayo, with Sleen Nuak Careers, and who's known as the Mayo senior team kit man for the last 2 years, and Paula Ballester-Murat, who's an Erasmus entrepreneurship participant from Castellón in Spain, who has spent the last 5 months working with us here in Sleen Nuak Careers and has been heavily involved in creating in organising this event as well. So I suppose the fact we did it last year would have made it a little bit easier this year, but what's very gratifying is the enthusiasm of our speakers. So, for example, shortly after winning the Entrepreneur of the Year award, when we contacted Harry Hughes to see would he come along, in a matter of hours he was back to say he'd be delighted to speak. So I think people understand, you know, and he's a Mayo man. He's got a lot of Mayo patriotism, I suppose. I think people understand the how important it is that we help our young people and their families make those important decisions, that if they get them right or nearly right or 75% right, help them down the line. You know, if you get on the right career road, in general terms, it saves you having to reverse out of the wrong road again down the line. So it's an issue people take very seriously, and we take it seriously as well in terms of running this event.
Very good, Liam. So next Saturday morning from 11 to 2 at the MacWilliam Park Hotel, and the parents, guardians, grandparents, brothers, sisters, anybody, anyone interested in education, especially young people, get down there and they won't be disappointed. There's something for everybody.
Yeah, and our speakers will also be available hanging around afterwards.
Very good.
To chat to people who might have specific queries.
And so we might pop in ourselves,
Liam.
Yeah,
come along any time between 11 and 2. We would recommend you to come to as many of the talks as you can, you know.
Right.
But I just quickly just acknowledge the sponsorship as well of St. Giarda's Credit Union in Tuam and St. Ballinrobe and Camara's Credit Unions and the Social Inclusion and Community Activation Programme as well, which is administered by the South West Mayo Development Company in Ball and Newport. So there's a lot of support there as well, and Mayo GA and South Mayo GA who are also helping collect the bills on the day.
And thank you, Liam, because you've put a lot into it as well. Somebody needs to say Gora Mahogat to yourself. Thank you so much, and thank you for taking time out this morning for us here on the radio.
Okay.
And we hope to see
you. Thank yourself, Catherine.
You're very welcome, and we hope to talk to you in the meantime. We'll probably have another discussion about the programme before the event takes place.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Thank you,
okay.
Liam.
Thanks a lot. Okay.